Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Aaron Updike. And Aaron, it looks like we're going to have two things primarily to start the week, warmer than usual temperatures and some rain. What can you tell us about both of those things?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We'll have some rumbles of thunder and some showers moving through this morning. It should start to quiet up as we get later in the morning. Clouds should start to lift, and we're seeing real warm temperatures today in the low 60s. And then more rain moving in tonight into tomorrow. And that rain looks like it could be heavier at times, with totals in that 1 to 1.5 inch range, especially Indianapolis and south.
Okay, and how long is the rain supposed to last on Tuesday, and which parts of the state will also be affected?
Yeah, so, I mean, the whole entire state is going to see some form of precipitation, with majority of that being rain here in central Indiana and south. And then as far as timing, I mean, we've got precipitation chances starting early in the morning and continuing all the way through into Tuesday night.
And for folks up in northern Indiana, are they expecting even some light snow too?
Yeah, it's possible with this system that they could get some light snow, some mixed precip type stuff up in northern Indiana. Total snow amounts, I'm not really sure because that's not our forecast area, but it is a possibility up there.
Okay, and when does all the precipitation and rain move out?
Yeah, so it looks like it moves out for a brief period Wednesday morning, but then there's another system that's going to move through Wednesday evening into Wednesday night, and then we finally get a little bit more of a lull on Thursday and Friday.
All right, and is it too early to look at what the weekend might hold?
Right now, there's another system that looks like it's moving into for the weekend. It's pretty far out to really get a handle on exactly what timing, but it does look like there is a chance of some kind of precipitation on Saturday into Sunday.
Are there going to be any chances for anything severe during this rain that's moving in, like you said, late Monday night into Tuesday?
It does not look like there's going to be anything severe. You might hear a rumble of thunder, maybe a lightning strike, but for the most part, it should be rather mundane outside of the possibility of heavy rain and some localized flooding.
Yeah, tell me about the flooding. What parts of the state do you think could be affected by that?
Yeah, it looks like the primary impact will be south of Indianapolis, and it'll be in areas that are near waterways, low-lying areas. And also, if you're driving on interstates, there could be some ponding. So just take it slower, especially if you're driving Tuesday evening.
Okay, and also, what parts of, you know, what areas are really sort of the biggest threats for flooding that people need to watch out for?
Yeah, so Bloomington, Columbus on south, just like I said, if you live near a river or low-lying areas, just be cautious because we're looking at an inch and a half of rain for Tuesday on top of what we've already seen here the last couple of days, so the ground's already saturated. So just be, you know, conscious if it's raining continuously, watching for water rising rapidly, things like that.
What, out of curiosity, what exactly is a low-lying area?
Yeah, so just like areas that are near waterways, or if you slope down, like especially down south of here, there's hills and areas where water may run off into a specific area. Usually people that live in those areas are well aware of where water seems to pond and to stay at. So just those kind of areas where water is going to run off into.
Well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just enjoy this warm weather for now. I know it's still winter, but the 60s are going to feel nice today.
Okay. He is meteorologist Aaron Updike with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Aaron, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.